Random House Audio presents The Gods Themselves by Isaac Asimov. Read for you by Scott Brick. To mankind, and the hope that the war against folly may someday be won after all. Part 1. Against Stupidity. Section 6. Author's note. The story starts with Section 6. This is not a mistake. I have my own subtle reasoning. So, just listen and enjoy. No good, said Lamont sharply. I didn't get anywhere. He had a brooding look about him that went with his deep-set eyes and the slight asymmetry of his long chin. There was a brooding look about him at the best of times, and this was not the best of times. His second formal interview with Hallam had been a greater fiasco than the first. Don't be dramatic, said Myron Bronowski placidly. You didn't expect to. You told me that. He was tossing peanuts into the air and catching them in his plump-lipped mouth as they came down. He never missed. He was not very tall, not very thin. That doesn't make it pleasant. But you're right, it doesn't matter. There are other things I can do and intend to do, and besides that, I depend on you. If you could only find out... Don't finish, Pete. I've heard it all before. All I have to do is decipher the thinking of a non-human intelligence. A better-than-human intelligence. Those creatures from the para-universe are trying to make themselves understood. That may be, sighed Bronowski. But they're trying to do it through my intelligence, which is better than human, I sometimes think, but not much. Sometimes, in the dark of the night, I lie awake and wonder if different intelligences can communicate at all, or if I've had a particularly bad day, whether the phrase different intelligences has meaning at all. It does, said Lamont savagely, his hands clearly balling into fists within his lab coat pockets. It means Hallam and me. It means that fool hero, Dr. Frederick Hallam and me. We're different intelligences, because when I talk to him, he doesn't understand. His idiot face gets redder, and his eyes bulge, and his ears block. I'd say his mind stops functioning, but I lack the proof of any other state from which it might stop. Bronowski murmured, What a way to speak of the father of the electron pump. That's it. Reputed father of the electron pump. A bastard birth, if ever there was one. His contribution was least in substance. I know. I know, too. You've told me often. And Bronowski tossed another peanut into the air. He didn't miss.